Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Congrats to the University of North Carolina, which beat Gonzaga last night, securing its sixth national championship. Thanks to all of our readers who came out to Blackfin for the Politico Playbook watch party. It was an awesome night. Back to the news. The AP is reporting this morning that Boeing has sold $3 billion worth of airplanes to an Iranian airline.
On the domestic front, Making America Great, a nonprofit aligned with GOP mega donor Rebecca Mercer, is dropping six figures on a digital ad to pressure senators to confirm Trump's SCOTUS nominee, Neil Gorsuch. The campaign comes a week after the group spent $1 million boosting Trump's agenda.
This outside spending on behalf of Trump appears to be a trend. Six and seven figure ad buys have gone up in back-to-back weeks to support the president's agenda. We've got the scoop on Paul Ryan quietly cutting $1.2 million in campaign contributions directly to members of the House Republican Conference. This is in addition to the cash Ryan has transferred directly to the National Republican Congressional Committee.
This is important to watch. Members of leadership usually cut checks to either the party committee or directly to members. Not both. But the fact that Ryan is doing this shows how much he is invested in keeping the House in GOP control.
Our own Rachel Bade and Jen Habercorn have a piece this morning detailing how the White House and conservatives are trying to revive a deal to repeal and replace Obamacare. One option on the table includes allowing governors to opt out of some of Obamacare's regulations. But it's important to remember this. Even if they come to an agreement, it's unlikely this bill will pass before the two-week recess starts Thursday. Even if a deal came together today, Republicans would have to canvass for support to see if it could pass. And if Republicans are true to what they promised voters a few years back, the bill would have to sit for 3 days so the public could review it.
So that takes us to Thursday, the day Republicans are slated to get out of town. Could they keep the House in an extra day? Sure. Will they? Who knows? But probably not. And if it doesn't pass this week, it won't even be in the mix until May. When Congress returns the last week of this month, they'll have to fight to keep the government open.
Daniel's got the scoop on the Trump administration hiring the former head of the Louisiana Republican Party, whose name surfaced in the Ashley Madison hack. And Republicans' love of national parks continues to be on display. McClatchy's Katie Gluck is reporting that Mitt Romney is headlining a fundraiser to benefit the official foundation of Yellowstone National Park next month.
In the juice, we've got a lot of spotteds at the Nats season opener yesterday. Luke Russert and Michael Kornheiser, former Senator Norm Coleman, Brian Zuznak, celebrating his birthday, Kevin McKeon, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, former D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty, were among those who watched the Nats' 4-2 victory. The RNC named its finance team, putting Elliot Brody, Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, and Louis DeJoy as National Deputy Chairman. And on a programming note, Jake and I are interviewing House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, Representative Jim Jordan, founding chairman of the caucus, and Representative Justin Amash Thursday morning for a Playbook interview. Doors open at 8 a.m. and outside cameras are welcome. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.